I believe that British farmers are about to boogaloo, and rightly so. Rachel Reeves tells furious farmers it is fair that they pay higher death taxes on their land amid rural anger led by Kirsty Allsopp and Jeremy Clarkson at budget cash raid. Now, this is all in relation to inheritance tax. Basically, if you're inheriting a lot of stuff from a parent, you need to pay fat amounts of inheritance tax on it. Now, the problem is that inheritance tax could be extremely high. And you don't have the money just lying around to pay that. So what happens is whatever property you inherited from your parents, you have to then sell it. The government gets its cut, and yeah, you're left with a bit of cash left over, but you don't have the property anymore. Now, farms, which own an awful lot of land, are very, very expensive. So when the farmers die and they try and pass it on to their children to keep the family farm in the family, and it could have been in the family for fucking centuries by this point, basically, they're losing it. And who's ended and basically they're forced to sell the farm, and who's buying it? The government. The government and big corporations are buying all the farms. How about that? It's funny that, isn't it? But anyway, Rachel Reeves has slapped down farmers furious at budget plans to hike inheritance tax on agricultural land, saying it is a fair way of raising money. And the only reason the government is doing that is basically because they want to get all of the private ownership of farms out the way. They want them all to lose their farms so that the state and the corporations can step in and buy them, because that way the state and corporations will then control the supply of food. And if you control the supply of food, goddamn. Goddamn. That's it. That's it. Absolute control. Absolute control. The Chancellor defended her decision to reform the way death taxes affect farms amid fury from the industry and high-profile celebrities like Jeremy Clarkson and Kirsty Allsopp. From April 2026, inheritance tax will be levied at an effective rate of 20% on the value of business and agricultural assets over £1 million in a shake-up of agricultural property relief. Previously, farmers' families could claim up to 100% APR on the agricultural value of the land that they owned with no threshold. Campaigners have warned that the decision will affect almost all family farms, slamming the government for breaking clear promises to protect the industry. You believe the promise that the government made? I'm sorry, but that's on you. Miss Allsopp was the most outspoken, accusing Miss Reeves of having fucked all farmers and destroyed their ability to pass farms on to their children, because it's the family farm, it should go on to the children. However, the children cannot afford it, and then they have to sell the farm, and then the government steps in and buys it. And if you don't believe me, see if you actually go on to the UK Gov website, there's a whole section that's like, are you planning on selling your farm? We'll buy it from you. I'm not joking. Go up and look it up. It's like the farm buyback policy or something like that. I've probably got that completely wrong. But there's a whole page, and it's even like, oh, sign up now and everything to sell your farm to the government, because the government wants to own all the farms so that they then control the supply of food, so they can do things like manufacture famines. Anyway, meanwhile, Tory MPs warned that it would damage UK food security and hinder efforts to make farming more environmentally friendly. Damage UK food security. That's the plan. That's what they're trying to do. Keep everybody hungry. But the Chancellor last night insisted that almost three quarters of farms would be unaffected, and said farmers were getting a far better deal than everyone else, paying inheritance tax at the full 40% rate. She told Channel 4 News, on top of the normal inheritance tax thresholds that you can pass on, a couple of £1 million, including a house to your descendants, in addition, agricultural property relief will now provide another £1 million of tax-free allowance, and then above that, there is a 50% discount on inheritance tax compared with what everyone else pays. However, farms is a lot. Property in the UK, we're an island, we're not that big, right? Property is expensive. Land is very expensive over here, especially compared to everywhere else, right? And basically, again, we've discussed this. The government wants to take the farms. That's what they want to do. It's soft communism. Stalin just went in and took them. He just went in by force and took them, right? But the government, you know, pesky things like human rights and watchdogs and stuff like that, pointing out the bad things we're doing. So what we're just going to do is bureaucratize our way slowly and slowly over decades into what we want. That's what they're doing. It's communism playing the long game. That's what this is. We have got to raise money. I feel we've done that in a fair and balanced way. No, you haven't. It's theft. 73% of farmers won't be paying a single penny more in inheritance tax. They shouldn't be. Inheritance tax shouldn't be a thing at all. I'll save it for the end. And then we're going through Clarkson. I still haven't watched any of Clarkson's Farm, but I might. The National Farmers Union predicts the change will snatch away the next generation's ability to carry on producing British food and could lead to higher prices. That's the intention. Usually, one thing I have noticed with all of these like articles and stuff is some expert will come in and go, well, if this policy goes in place, here are all the bad things it would cause. And the funny thing is the bad things it would cause are the intention of the government. It's basically, it's like a weird way of telling you. What is that group of people that have to slyly tell you what they're doing before they can do it? Don't worry about it. And the government and the Country Land and Business Association said the move from April 2026 would hit 70,000 farms, calling it nothing short of a betrayal which would jeopardise the future of rural businesses. Miss Allsop said the Chancellor had fucked all farmers, she has destroyed their ability to pass farms on to their children and broken the future of all our great estates. It is an appalling decision which shows the government has zero understanding of what matters to rural voters. Very few governments do. They don't give a shit. They see you all as like stupid country bumpkins and everything. How many people live in that? Oh, like five people? That's only five votes. Who gives a fuck about that place? That's the way they see it. Or do you not live in a city? Then that means you're dumb and I don't have to care about what you want. Yeah, the people that don't live in cities are the ones that literally feed the entire nation, you fucking mongo. Well, Mr. Clarkson, who's shown Clarkson's Farm, follows his efforts to run a 1,000-acre farm in the Cotswolds, posted on X, farmers, I know that you have been shafted today, but please don't despair. Just look after yourselves for five short years and this shower will be gone. But Downing Street is confident that changes to inheritance tax on farms will not affect food security and insisted there was adequate financial support available to farmers. No, there isn't. Asked if ministers were confident the changes would not hurt food security, a Number 10 spokesman this morning said, yes, we are committed to supporting farmers. Complete fucking non-answer. There is an increase in the agricultural budget. There is also an increase in environmental schemes that support sustainable farming and food production. You see that little one there at the end? Support sustainable farming and food production. Sustainable, the fucking climate change absolute arsery nonsense, right? It basically means loads of farmers have had to buy loads of different machinery, do things a different way, all at massive cost to themselves. Because one thing that we have noticed about climate change is it's extremely fucking expensive, isn't it? And it also allows the government to come in and set lots and lots of different rules on whatever business sector you're in. It's funny that, isn't it? Or that thing, or you can't do that. But if they turn around and say, or you can't do that because that provides too much freedom and capital for yourself and too much power for yourself, blah, blah, blah. They won't tell you that as a reason because that makes them look bad. But if they come in and say, it's to save the planet, well, then they look good. They look really, really good. And then they get to regulate you into oblivion until you're forced to give up your business. And then the government swoops in and buys it before you know it. Literally everything has been fucking nationalised and not in the good way. So we would encourage farmers to get in contact where they have concerns so we can ensure everyone is receiving the support and schemes available to them and also that they have the full details of how the agricultural property relief system works. The spokesman said the government's message was clear that we are committed to supporting farmers, adding it is expected that almost three quarters of estates are expected to be unaffected by this. Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey joins. I love how they say almost three quarters aren't going to be affected. Okay, that's nice. What about the quarter that are? Do they just go fuck themselves? Is that it? Is it just, well, most of them, it's like, we're going to drop a nuke on Glasgow. Well, most of the people won't die. Like, only about a quarter of them will. Oh, well, it's fine then. Bombs away. It's like, ah, well, those quarter, fuck them. I love how, just because most people aren't affected by a problem means that the problem doesn't fucking matter, right? Most people aren't affected by Alzheimer's. Let's just shut down all Alzheimer's funding then. Like, no, that's not how it fucking works. Lib Dems leader Sir Ed Davey joins the chorus of those attacking the IHT raid today. During a visit to Maidenhead in Berkshire, he said the government is at risk of creating a lost generation of farmers. Young people will lose the opportunity to keep the farms and their families have run for generations, while at the same time they are seeing government support for farming slashed. Hitting British farmers who put food on our tables only risks making the cost of living crisis even worse. Remember what I said earlier? After years of being taken for granted by the Conservative Party, rural communities should have been properly supported in this budget. Meanwhile, Tory MPs warned that it would damage UK food security and hinder efforts to make farming more environmentally friendly. I love how they're saying how rich are farmers. Look at this, neither rich nor poor. Now, this is just the way it works with farmers, right? Now, I actually know some farmers. That's how I know a lot of this, a lot of what goes on in the background. Right. Yes, the buildings that they own, like the old farmhouse and stuff like that, the barns, the farming equipment, and all of the fucking fields and everything is worth millions and millions and millions. Right, so that's worth a lot of money. And if they sell that shit, they're millionaires, they could live brilliantly for the rest of their lives. Easy. However, farmers, that's basically, I forget the word. Right, basically, they don't have any liquid assets. That's like a hard property asset, right? I forget the terminology. I'm sorry. Right, however, farmers are broke. Like, I'm sorry, but they are fucking skint. Right, see the money that they get from, like, milk and vegetables and beef and stuff like that? They get, like, a little bit of a markup. It's not that great. It's not that great. Like, and a lot of it has to go back into farming. Like, seriously, it's like 80-90% of everything that they earn has to go straight back into farming, and also staff, farmhands, etc., etc. Although that's usually the family. But, like, they're broke. They're, like, really, really skint. Like, I'm just saying, I've been out for drinks with the farmers, and they ask you to buy them drinks a lot. Like, no offense, I'm happy to do it. You know, you provide a very, very important service to the country. But I mean, God damn, it's that bad. The budget also reduced cash for the Environmental Land Management Scheme. It was set up after Brexit to replace the EU Common Agricultural Policy, which subsidised measures including local nature recovery, habitat creation on farms. Former Minister George Freeman, MP for Mid Norfolk, said, "Family farming is under attack from this government. The changes to APR will make it harder for family farmers of all sizes to pass on their proud agricultural tradition to the next generation. How we manage our land is integral to tackling climate change, shut up, reversing biodiversity loss and ensuring our food security. But combined with a trailed cut to the ELMS budget next year, the government is playing fast and loose with family farms, our environment, our food security and the local rural economy." Patrick Spencer, MP for Central Suffolk and North Ipswich, said, "If Labour is serious about its pledges to protect the environment, farmers and food security, it cannot go ahead with these changes to APR. Farmers are the custodians of our countryside, and their relationship with our land, unlike the Chancellor's own economic whims, spans generations, not just news cycles. Cutting the nature-friendly farming budget next year, as implied in this budget, would be a fool's errand for a government supposedly wanting to fight climate change, protect nature, and support British farmers. In her misguided attempt to tax the rich, she risks delivering a major blow to Britain's proud family farming tradition and the UK's environmental ambitions." Now, I will say, farmers generally are broke, right? No offence. Right, but yous are. They are also planning protests soon. They were saying things like, "We need to be a lot more like France." Now, I'm not going to encourage anything at all. Right, I'm not going to encourage anything at all just now. Okay, but there was a video that came out. I've spoke about this in a few videos now, just because I love it. I love it so much. Right now, when the French farmers were having a riot, they took a giant pile of manure, like dried out manure, down to the tax office, right? And they just started picking up piles of it and whipping it inside over the counter at the staff. And there's just an amazing bit in the video where you see this guy's like in an orange shirt behind the counter doing that. And this farmer just goes like, he's French, so he's like, "Ah, wee wee," and just like throws. It's like dried out as well, so it just explodes and turns into a big cloud. Like, and the guy vanishes in this cloud of shit dust. Like, and even when the cloud clears, he's gone. It was like it consumed him. I fucking love that video so much. And it would be very unfortunate if British farmers went down to London and did that. That would be terrible. Throwing dried manure and shit dust all over the place down in London. I think it would be awful if that happened. I think it would truly be terrible. if all the farmers went down there and did that. It's awful. But anyway, in regards to the inheritance tax itself, I'm just going to tap the hat. Don't make me tap the hat, right? Basically, inheritance tax, this is the thing that's funny, or tax the rich, or this money has to go to the government so that we can give it to, like, poor people. By poor people, they mean all the doctors, engineers, and... Sorry, rapist doctors and rapist engineers coming over here and all that, right? You know, murdering nurses by raping them to death on park benches and stuff like that. What a wonderful country we have. Right, basically, it does the opposite. Now, this thing is, I know a lot of leftists watch me and stuff like that, but see, when it comes to the inheritance tax, all taxes have to go to the government to help poor people, right? And you bitch about generational wealth a lot. However, one of the main things that does get people out of poverty is generational wealth. Like, for example, I'm a parent, I'm working, I have everything I need, by the way, I literally have everything I need right now. I don't want a Rolex or a Ferrari, I'm good, I'm grand. Everything I have that I have right now, I'm good, that's all I need. So all the money that I'm making right now goes into investments. It goes into investments, and then what's going to happen is when I pop my clogs, all of my kids get the entire thing. They get the entire thing divided up among themselves. Right, I've got companies for them to inherit, I've got properties for them to inherit within companies, which means no inheritance tax, right? Because I will, by the way, legally, any tax I can dodge, legally, I will dodge it. I will dodge it. I use very little public services. I go right out of my way to actively go private, because shock horror, the service is so much better. And you get it, like, now, instead of 9 months down the line. But in order for people to, but basically that is how to protect your children and your future ancestors from poverty. You work your entire life, you build up a bunch of wealth, you pass it on to your children. That gives them a good foundation to work from. They build the wealth up more, pass it to their children, build the wealth up more, pass it, etc., etc., and on it goes, right? By doing that, you are making your children's lives easier and preventing them from being in poverty. They now don't need government handouts and all that stuff, and they can have a nice and happy life because of all the hard work you did. I'm doing that because, as a father, that is my duty. That is my duty to do that. My duty is to make sure that my children face the least amount of hardship possible. That is why I'm doing that, and that is why I will continue to do that until the day that I die. Right, and also, see if you think I'm not going to abuse my connections with all the people I know to fucking absolutely nepotize my children into, like, amazing job positions all over the country. I fucking absolutely am, because as a father, it is my job to assist my children as much as possible, while also still teaching them the value of a pound, right? Because I don't give a fuck how much money I make. When they're 16, if they're not in full-time education, they will get a job. They will pay rent. They need to understand. They definitely need to understand how hard it is being poor and struggling. That's an important lesson. I've been broke for most of my life. Yes, not fun. It's not great. I remember having to sleep. I remember me and my family sleeping on my grandfather's floor when I was a child. I remember that because we had nowhere to live. It sucks being broke, right? It's shit. It is not fucking fun. Right, however, inheritance tax helps you prevent that for your future generations. Like, I grew up rather poor, right? My mum and dad ended up making quite a fair bit of money as they got on in life. Unfortunately, I mean, it would have been nice if it was earlier. Unfortunately, it was later in life. However, I'm at a point now where I'm making really good money and I want all that to go to my children, right? However, if I did it through a way where I would have to pay inheritance tax, that takes a massive chunk of money off of them. Say I wanted to leave them the house, the big family home. Oh, you've just inherited a £500,000 house. Oh, £200,000 inheritance tax, please. And they're going to go, well, we don't have that money. And then so they get the house, but then they need to sell the house to give that money to the government. So basically it fucks it up. Like, they could have so much more money and people would not be as poor. But the government goes, oh, you could give that money to your kids and they keep 100% of it and prevents them from being poor. Or you could give that money to us and we keep, like, 50% of it, the other 30% goes to paying staff and filing paperwork and all the bureaucracy, other 10%, or who knows where that went. And then the final 10%, we will give that to the poor people. Yay! So basically, inheritance tax is actually an atrocious fucking system for preventing people from being poor. It doesn't work. It's actually the worst way. And the only reason that the government is actually so obsessed with it is because they get a huge chunk of the money. It pays their paychecks. It funds their little cocaine parties down in Downing Street. Right? That's why they like it. And they've actually tricked leftists into going, tax the rich, yeah, inheritance tax, woo, and everything. And I love the fact that they're basically cheering on the continuation of poverty and making tax the rich. You're making the rich people in government richer. They pocket most of the money. They vote on their own raises. Anytime the topic comes up of a raise in Parliament, they all vote unanimously in favour of it. Stop supporting taxes. You are fucking stupid. You're fucking morons. But anyway, fucking hell. This video was 20 minutes long purely because it was about taxes.